This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As Mitchell was saying, those fiscal policymakers need to agree on a new government spending bill by November the 21st. Check your calendars. That's really soon. Good thing there's nothing else on the agenda, huh? All right. Elsewhere in Washington, a couple of new reports out digging into the tax code. You know, when the tax man cometh, ideally it doesn't matter so much who you are, but how much money you have and how you get it. Tax reality, of course, is a whole nother thing altogether. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
When you fill out your tax return, you don't write down your race or gender. So Mark Mazur at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says,
you know, on the face of it, the tax system is gender neutral, racially neutral.
But that doesn't mean certain tax rules don't benefit men over women. The National Women's Law Center has a series of reports out today on some of the specific ways this plays out, like in workplace injury payouts.
If it's a physical injury, you have workman's compensation. That's not taxed. That's primarily claimed by men.
Melissa Botiach co-authored two of those reports.
If you have, for example, a discrimination or a sexual harassment claim, which is primarily claimed by women, people of color, people with disabilities, that is taxed.
And the way people earn their income can also exacerbate racial and gender divides in how they are taxed. Samantha Jacoby is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and co-authored another report out today revealing how the tax code, big surprise, favors the wealthy, who are mostly white men.
People who own particular types of assets, such as stock, such as real estate, people who receive lots of income from inheritances also are more favorably treated under the current tax system than people who earn their income from wages and salaries.
There are some parts of the tax code that skew heavily towards benefiting women and people of color, like the earned income tax credit, but advocates argue the tax code still has a lot of catching up to do. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.